Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ is All Ministries. One of the most common human fears is fear of the future. We all ask, what will happen if, or what is down the road? And embedded in all of this is the hope that we will be secure and things will be all right in the future. But know that you have not been left to secure your own future, because God, in His grace, has secured an end to your story more glorious than you can grasp. You see, real hope is found in living inside the implications of what it means to have God holding your future in His wise, powerful, and gracious hands. So, will you choose to trust God with your life and future? In today's sermon, titled, Protect Your Future, Evangelist Paul Acqua encourages you to trust God with your future and make plans that honor and give Him room to do His amazing works in your life. Let's join in.
You say you don't know what the future holds for you, and I say seek the one who holds the future. Put your trust in the one who holds the future. He is God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Three persons in one same God. The God who created the universe and planned our redemption through Jesus Christ also created you and me. God has set a future for you, and that needs to be protected. That future is so good. It's full of hope. God, our Father and Creator of heaven and earth, decided what we are to become. But it's a matter of personal choice to become what God intended for you. God possesses you and me. He formed you with intention and knows you intimately. Let me read you a scripture in Psalm 139, and I will read verses 13 to 16. For you formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret, unskillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Your eyes saw my substance, being yet unformed, and in your book they all were written, the days fashioned for me, when as yet there were none of them. That's Psalm 139, verses 13 to 16. So the text of scripture I have just read says God possessed you in your mother's womb. For you formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. You are not an accident. God created you intentionally. He has a great purpose for you, and He knows you intimately. All your days were written in His book before you were born. The Bible says in the verse 16 that your eyes saw my substance, being yet unformed, and in your book they all were written, the days fashioned for me, when as yet there were none of them. What an incredible statement there. So this means your existence is no mistake at all. God did not make a wrong decision to create you and me. Isn't it wonderful to know that the Almighty God, creator of the universe, creator of heaven and earth, knows you and formed you specially for Himself and to give you a bright and wonderful future. So what the Bible says is right here. He knows you. He possessed you even before you were formed in your mother's womb. God created you intentionally, and you are fearfully and wonderfully made. He knows what the future holds for you. So put your trust in God and seek Him to lead you to the good future He set for you, even before you were born. We are talking about protecting your future. You see, God created you and me. He is the only one who can tell you the good plan He had for you. Let's look at Jeremiah 29:11. It says, For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Jeremiah 29:11, which has become a popular verse. Many people know it. It's one of my favorite verses in scripture, and I hope so it is with you. If you take it and put it into context, it makes it even more powerful, because in context, he was talking about the judgment of God, because those people have broken the covenant of God. They betrayed God because they had forgotten the covenant that God had made with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and were not doing what God said. This was different from the covenant that we have today. We have a better covenant with better promises and many blessings. So the one we have today is different. But coming back to the text of scripture we are dealing with, he told them in this chapter, that's Jeremiah chapter 29, that he was going to send in enemies into their cities to conquer them and burn their cities. The enemies would take their wives and the pregnant women. There would be total death and destruction. And in the midst of him pronouncing this judgment on them, because God is a good God, he said in Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." So this is not the plan I had for you. That's literally what God was trying to say. This is not my will for you. My will for you is peace, to give you an expected end. The Lord, in the midst of pronouncing judgment over these people, reminded them the fact that he couldn't do what he wanted to do because they wouldn't cooperate with him. God's plan for your life is to prosper you, not to harm you. He is the God of hope and restoration. God delights in the prosperity of his people. He has a good plan for us. God wants to bless the work of our hands, but we have to cooperate with him. When we do things our own way, we get into all kinds of trouble. So he's reminding you and me today, as he did to the children of Israel, that, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." God's plan for your life includes peace, hope, and a prosperous future, or one in which you have good success. His plan for our lives includes many, many benefits. He gives more benefits than any person or any system you can think of. He gives more benefits than your government. He gives more benefits than your business, than your career. He gives more benefits than the financial system or any type of earthly investment. If you read Psalm 103, it lists many benefits and blessings that are available to us. When you get there, you may read it. I'm going to just read a few verses for us. Say, "Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles." Oh, hallelujah, praise the Lord. What your future holds is in God's hands, but you have a responsibility to pursue it. There is guidance to protect your future, but you must take a personal responsibility. You must make a sensible decision about what is the right thing to do to protect your destiny. God will not withhold any good thing from those who walk uprightly. That's what the Bible says. He protects our going out and our coming in, even now and forevermore. If only we will obey him, we will eat the good of the land and protect our future. Don't ever live your life independent of God. He wants to lead you to an expected end, full of hope and a good future, my friend. You cannot blame God on the failures in your life. God has a perfect plan for every single person. So if you are not seeing that plan that God has for you, if your life isn't exciting, it's not God's fault. You will be excited if you are doing what God called you to do. It's a blessing to love what God called you to do. If you are doing something that you have to force yourself doing, if you are not enjoying what you are doing, then you haven't found out what God called you to do. You have to be excited about it. Someone said, if your life is not supernatural, it's superficial. If your life isn't good, it's not because God doesn't have a plan for you. It's because you are not cooperating. You haven't found out the plan that He had for you. God doesn't sovereignly control your life and make it work out. You have to pursue the things of God in order to receive them. So He said, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. And that's Jeremiah 29:11 as I've been reading it. God's plan for you are good. But let's continue with Jeremiah chapter 29 verses 12 and 13. His plan for your life is so good. That's God's will for you. That's His desire for you. Look at verse 12. Jeremiah 29 verse 12. Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you. Verse 13. And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. This is how you protect your future. This is how you seek God and seek His direction, seek His wisdom, seek His plan for you. So this says God has perfect plans for your life. But the next two verses say that you have to seek Him. Protecting your future is a personal choice. But my friend, since the Bible says, then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you. And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. So let me ask you, isn't it a wise decision to seek God? That's what God is promising us. If we will seek Him, we will listen to Him. We will seek Him, we will find Him when we search for Him with all our heart. So it's a wise decision to seek God. And that's the way we protect our future. You must be receptive. God's plan and will for your life will not automatically come to pass in your life. If it's only up to God, every person will be 100% healthy. You will never have any sickness. You will never have any poverty. You will never have any depression. You cannot control people. Add for that, problems will come our way, because the Bible says that everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ will be persecuted. That's what the Bible says. The scripture says, all who live godly lives shall suffer persecution. So you can have some problems, but they will all come from outside. You wouldn't have sickness, poverty, depression, anxiety, worry, fear, if it was just up to God, because God has declared that He wants nothing but good for you. God has thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. We are not smart enough to do things our own way. Our life is not independent of God. Our fellowship with Him is the key to protecting our future. All we have to do is to seek the Lord, and God will speak to us. He will direct us and lead us to the future full of hope. The expected end He set for us even before we were born. If you want to protect your future, then ask the Lord for a deep desire to know Him and for an unquenchable love for His word. Hallelujah. And if you have not received Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, now is the time to do so, so you can be able to protect the future that He set for you, a future which is good, full of hope. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered the judgment of all of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead, and He is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer requests, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper in your Christian life. Christ is all ministries. Sharing Christ, changing lives.